The next set of songs are, I think, really, there's some fun ones in here. We've talked about this in the past that comedy and country music is really missed these days, I think. I mean, there was a time when you could that country songs wouldn't take themselves too serious, and I really miss that. And I think this next song definitely is one of those.
Oh, well, for sure. I mean, first of all, he is a comedian. I opened for Cletus back in the day. Cletus, I think, broke onto the scene with a parody of Did I Shave My Legs for This? Called Did I Shave My Back for This?
Oh, I remember that.
Cletus is very funny. I think that you're right that there is a dearth, there's a gap right now in country music where there isn't as much comedy going on. Brad Paisley comes to mind as someone who doesn't take himself too seriously and is still putting out music. But the younger generation, the current generation, it seems like they are not quite as interested in that. I think that'll change soon. Every time something like that happens in a genre, in an industry, someone comes along and goes, "Oh, there's another way to do this," and the people want it. I mean, of course, who doesn't want to laugh?
Yeah, it's almost like today it's all tough guy country, and I feel like there was a time when it just wasn't the. I mean, the guys were tough, but people didn't take themselves too serious.
Well, I got to shout out Wheeler Walker Jr.,
Yeah.
who is parodying that tough guy country, but he is too dirty for radio to
Yeah, we
play.
definitely cannot play him on this show.
No.
All right, well, here's Cletus T. Judd, the first redneck on the internet.
My wife run off with my TV set. Didn't bother me none that she had to go, except I was gonna miss all my TV shows. So I looked up to heaven, got down on my knees, and I cried, "Dear Lord, will you help me please? I need a TV by tomorrow night, 'cause Ric Flair's involved in a title fight." Well, I guess my tithing finally paid off, 'cause early next morning should have seen what I saw. Reached in my overhauls for my inhaler, 'cause there's a big brown box right in front of my trailer. I used my truck keys, cut open box, so I was hoping for a Sony or a Magnavox. I looked at the name, thought, "Oh my gosh, this must be a new and tall Macintosh." Well, my last TV was a whole lot wider, but this one here come with its own typewriter. It had all the letters from A to Z. I guess you just typed in what you want to see. Well, I thought I punched WWF, but the TV screen said World Wide Web. Then I broke out in a cold, cold sweat. I was the first redneck on the internet. He was a first redneck on the internet, a bona fide country fire cyber threat. He went online just one time, and now they'll never forget. The first redneck on the internet. It was all so new, I should have taken my time, but I slammed that mouse up in four-wheel drive. So much pointing and clicking, I had a 22 rifle shooting at chickens. Then all of a sudden it occurred to me, the power I had with this fancy TV, I could get back at my ex-wife with a touch of a button. I could ruin her life. So I got the number off her MasterCard. I bought a new lift kit and four new tires, and I got online to her bank account. I went ahead and closed that sucker out. I had her power and her water shut, slap off. Then I sent an email to her dad blame boss, letting him know that she told me she'd have his job by the end of the week. He was the first redneck on the internet, a bona fide country fire cyber threat. He went online just one time, and now they'll never forget. The first redneck on the internet. Story, as a matter of fact, in a couple of days I got my TV back. She said she'd like to come back as well. I told her to go straight to AOL. Now I thank the Lord and the UPS for dropping that box to Pete's address. If you ever want to find him, it won't take long. Type www.titus.com to reach the first redneck on the internet.
Appreciate it.
Matt, if anyone were ever to try and challenge us on that last point we were making about comedy and country and how we need that, we need to stop taking ourselves too seriously, and they said to you, no, three chords in the truth, that's what it's all about, you could say to that person, oh, that's cool. Do you like George Jones, arguably the greatest country singer of all time? Is that someone you enjoy? And they say, of course, because I like three chords in the truth. You say, well, you know, he didn't take himself too seriously.
Right.
And this song is a perfect example of that. The possum was hilarious. And I don't just mean because he drove his lawnmower to the bar when they took his car keys because he had been getting too many DUIs. He was also hilarious in his music. And this is a great example with High Tech Redneck.
Drew, I think the next song by Tim McGraw is a song that it changes every time I hear it as I get older. Live Like You Were Dying. I mean, that's a song that was on the radio all the time, you know, over the last, I don't know, it must have been 10, 15 years ago. I don't hear it as much unless I'm listening to more of the classic country or kind of, you know, vintage country or whatever stations. But it's one that I still hear it, and it's been a while now, and I only hear it, you know, every couple, several months. And I just, it's one of those that I find myself, if I'm in the car, I'm always turning it up.
Yeah, it's definitely a song where your perspective changes on what it's about. I think when I first heard it, I was probably 20, and it was like, oh, you know, live like you were dying. All right, I'll take that to heart. And to me, that meant like, you know, going to every party or maybe to paint a more positive spin on it. I just imagined traveling the world. And that was great, and I did that in my 20s. And now I hear the song, and I think more about, frankly, my loved ones and spending time with them.
Yeah, absolutely. This song is all about, you know, enjoying the people that you're with and being present in the moment. So here is Live Like You're Dying by Tim McGraw.
I was in my early 40s with a lot of life before me when a moment came that stopped me on a dime. I spent most of the next days looking at the x-rays talking about the options and talking about sweet time. I asked him when it sank in that this might really be the real end. How's it hit you when you get that kind of news? Man, what'd you do? And he said, I went skydiving, I went Rocky Mountain climbing, I went 2.7 seconds on a full name mansion, and I looked deeper, and I spoke sweeter, and I gave forgiveness I've been denying. And he said, someday I hope you get the chance to live like were dying. He said I was finally the husband that most of the time I wasn't, and I became a friend would like to have. And all of a sudden going fishing wasn't such an imposition. And I went three times that year, I lost my dad. Well, I finally read the good book, and I took a good, long, hard look at what I'd do if I could do it all again. And then I went skydiving, I went Rocky Mountain climbing, I went 2.7 seconds on a full name Blue Mansion, and I looked deeper, and I spoke sweeter, and I gave forgiveness I've been denying. And he said, someday I hope you get the chance to live like you were dying. Like tomorrow was a gift and you got eternity. Think about what you do with it. What did you do with it? What did I do with it? What would I do with it? Skydiving, I went Rocky Mountain climbing, I went 2.7 seconds on a full
We still have a number of songs coming up that you're definitely going to want to stick around for. We have Hank Williams, Chris Ledoux, a band called Fruition. So stick around.
WIRI Nakusa. The heart of Wisconsin's home for a huge variety of country favorites. This is Country Legends 24/7.
Play. Preachers preach
wishes go up and the world goes around. And I love you, it just comes natural. It just comes natural. Seasons change, rivers wind, tumble.
Legends 24/7. Vern Gosden on country songwriter Dean Dillon.
I think Dean's probably one of the most talented people in Nashville. Everybody knows he's talented as a songwriter, but I think he's talented as a singer too. And I think the world about ready to find it out. And it's a pleasure having him out on the road with me. He does goes out and opens my shows for me. 105.5.
Is it raining at your house like it's raining at mine? Do you miss me like I miss you? Is it cloudy all the time? Do you tremble when the phone rings and you think I'm on the line? Is it raining at your house like it's raining at mine? Does it thunder? Is it raining at your house like it's raining at mine? Is it raining at your place just like it is over here? If it is,
then sweetheart, like me, I know you're scared. I just called you to console you, like any old friend would do. Is it raining at your house? And by the way, I still love you.
Hello, I'm Joe Bonzo with the Oak Ridge Boys, and here's one of our songs on Country Legends 24/7.
Country Legends 24/7 from 105.5 FM.
Beneath still water, there's a strong undertow. The surface won't tell you what the deep water knows. this time it's me. And I cry alone beneath still waters. Your love is gone beneath still waters.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Forgotten Country Radio Show. I'm Matt Hildreth here with Drew Morgan. We're talking about country songs that are focused on the future. The next song, Drew, is by a band from Portland, Oregon, kind of that folksy bluegrass sound that you get out on the West Coast.
Yeah, I dig it. I dig that type of music. I know a lot of people aren't as familiar with it or maybe aren't as into it, but I know that it's growing. People like Chris Stapleton are expanding horizons. I know he doesn't do that kind of music, but I know that I feel like country music's in a good place right now in terms of expanding its horizons, and this is a great band in that regard.
Yeah. Have you ever been to like a bluegrass festival?
Oh, of course. But even there, the culture needs new blood. Yeah. And recognizes that, but there's some pushback, you know. I've been to a few bluegrass festivals where some of the newer, younger acts were, at least at first, not accepted. And I've heard stories. I got to hang out with Sam Bush, which was so cool. And he was talking about how he tries not to do that to the young bluegrass acts because it happened to him. And now he's considered to be one of the greatest bluegrass musicians America's ever produced, or folk bluegrass musicians at least. But, you know, in the 60s and 70s and 80s, Sam was getting heck from Doc Watson fans. That's a cycle that we're going to go through forever.
Yeah.
And I think it's good for art.
Yeah, I think the best bluegrass is bluegrass that recognizes the genre as like an ever-changing tradition. I mean, it's always about having that tradition and focusing back to that tradition, but they're always changing it a little bit, you know?
Yeah.
It was new when they added the mandolin. It was new when they added a dobro, you know? And I love this idea of always creating something new from something that feels so old and out of date.
And on that note, I'm very proud that we are representing bluegrass here on the show, because bluegrass was such a huge part of the Grand Ole Opry. It's such a huge part of country music's history. But in this day and age, it does kind of get cut out. Obviously, there's people like Keith Urban using the banjo in some of his songs and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But bluegrass itself, you don't hear it a lot on country radio. That used to not be the case.
Mm-hmm.
It's funny that people are like, oh, this is bluegrass, it's not country. When if you had taken a time machine back to when, you know, country was real country, people would think you were crazy to say that. Yeah. Bluegrass was country.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think it's really important, especially as the more pop radio country continues to change, for us to remember those roots. So I'm excited to play this new band, or at least new to me, a band called Fruition from Portland, Oregon. And the song is Till You Come By Here.
Leaves and bitter breeze, just trying to warn us what we're in for.
Drew, we love celebrating tradition here on the Forgotten Country Radio Show. So I always love playing some Hank Williams.
Absolutely. Hank Williams is, of course, him and George Jones are on most people's short list of who's the greatest country singer of all time, or the most influential at least. So anytime we get a chance to play him, I'm excited about it.
Yeah, and the song, we've played a couple songs on here. The John Anderson song was one of them, but this song is a real honest look at the future, and it's kind of saying, you know, we don't get out of this world alive, and I think that's a great Hank Williams take on the future.
Yeah, it's great to think, hey, I wonder what Hank Williams would think about the future. Oh, he wrote a song about it. He was consumed with thoughts of death.
And like, you know, it's not going to slow him down.
Not at all.
All right, here's Hank Williams and the Drifting Cowboys. I'll never get out of this world.
Now you're looking at a man that's getting kind of mad. I had lots of luck, but it's all been bad. No matter how I struggle and strive, I'll never get out of this world alive. My fishing pole's broke, the creek is full of sand. My woman run away with another man. No matter how I struggle and strive, I'll never get out of this world alive. My distant uncle passed away and left me quite a batch. And I was living high until the fatal day. A lawyer proved I wasn't born, I was only hatched. Everything's against me and it's got me down. If I jumped in the river, I would probably drown. No matter how I struggle and strive, I'll never get out of this world alive. I'm wearing all the time is full of holes and nails. And brother, if I stepped on a worn out dime, I bet a nickel I could tell you if it was heads or tails. I'm not gonna worry wrinkles in my brow, 'cause nothing's ever gonna be alright no how. No matter how I struggle and strive, I'll never get out of this world alive.
Matt, this next song is by a personal favorite of mine. We've had him on the show before featuring his music, Chris Ledoux. May he rest in peace. This song is called Cadillac Ranch. I love this song. It's probably the second Chris Ledoux song I ever heard. I love it for our theme because this song is about change, and it's about the past no longer being viable, which is something that we've all seen in our own lives and that country music deals with a lot. In this song, it's about the farm, not making money anymore. The bank is calling. How are we going to save it? Well, what if we join the future? What if we embrace modern culture? What if we hang up some neon lights? What if we learn some songs and turn this place into a honky-tonk? In some ways, you could go to Broadway right now, downtown Nashville, and say, ooh, this song came too true.
Right.
It changed maybe a little too much with the neon right. Cowboys, but it's a fun song.
Yeah, and I think these days they call it ag tourism. I mean, like, I literally know families that, you know, the farm wasn't making it, so they switched over to organics and did the farm to table tours. You know, I've gone out, you ride a bus, and this is maybe a more wholesome take on the topic, but you go out and ride a bus and meet the farmers and see how they, you know, are working the land, and then they serve you a meal. I mean, it's really cool stuff. So there's some real truth to that, you know, changing, adapting with the times. And I love seeing it here.
My in-laws went to Italy recently, and one of my favorite things is that my mother-in-law is just constantly talking about agriturismo, and she always says it with the accent, which is so funny.
Yeah.
And I'm I'm like, I don't know Italian, but you're just talking about agricultural tourism. You're trying to gussy it up with your vinaigrette, but I know what's happening here. You just went and some old man made you a cheese plate, which is fine.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. All right. Well, here's Chris Ledoux, Cadillac Ranch.
Started up a band. Sister put a sign on the roof. Daddy bought a case of 90 proof. Now we call it the Cadillac Ranch. They're parking cars in the old bee patch. There's a bar in the barn and the place stays packed. Yeah. Till the cows come home at Cadillac Ranch. Genuine 59 Coupe de Ville. Now we call it the Cadillac Ranch. They're parking cars in the old bee patch. There's a bar in the barn and the place stays packed. Yeah. Till the cows come home. Till the cows come home. Till the cows come home at Cadillac Ranch. You don't need the sun or rain. Just neon lights and some ice cold beer. Keeps everything green around here. Mama takes the cash at the door. Brother and me keep them out on the floor. Sister sets them up at the bar. Daddy kicks back with a big cigar. Now we call it the Cadillac Ranch. They're parking cars in the old bee patch. There's a bar in the barn. Stays packed, yeah, till the cows come home at Cadillac Ranch. Well, we gave all the cows away, and now the only horns around here today are the ones up on the grill of a genuine 59 Coupe de Ville. They're parking cars in the old bee patch. There's a bar in the barn and the place stays packed, yeah. Till the cows come home, till the cows come home, till the cows come home at Cadillac Ranch. Now we call it the Cadillac Ranch. They're parking cars in the old bee patch. There's a bar in the barn and the place stays packed. Come home at Cadillac Ranch. Now we call it the Cadillac Ranch. They're parking cars in the old bee patch. There's a bar in the barn and the place stays packed. Yeah. Till the cows come home at Cadillac Ranch.
We still have a few songs that you're definitely going to want to stick around for. Next up, we're going to hear Dolly Parton, Porter Wagoner, Willie Nelson, and Shania Twain.
Hi, this is Waylon Jennings.
105.5 FM.
The only two things in life that make it worth living is guitars tuned good and firm feeling women. Now, I don't need my name in the marquee lights. got my song and I got you with me tonight. Maybe it's time we got back to the basics of love. Let's go to Lukenbach, Texas, Waylon and Willie and the boys. This successful life we're living got us feuding like the Hatfields and McCoys. Between Hank Williams' pain songs and Lou Berry's train songs and Blue Eyes crying in the rain, out in Lukenbach, Texas, ain't nobody feeling no pain. So baby, let's sell your diamond ring, buy some boots and faded jeans and go away. This coat and tie is choking me, and in your high society you cry all day. We've been so busy keeping up with the Joneses, four-car garage, and we're still building on. Maybe it's time we got back to the basics of love. Let's go to Lukenbach, Texas, Waylon and Willie and the boys. This successful life we're living got us feuding like the Hatfields and McCoys. Between Hank Williams' pain songs and Newberry's train songs and Blue Eyes crying in the rain, out in Lukenbach, Texas, ain't nobody feeling no pain.
Let's go to Lukenbach, Texas, Willie and Waylon and boys. This successful life we're living's got us feuding like the Hatfields and the McCoys. Between the Hank Williams pain song, Jerry Jeff train songs and Blue Eyes crying in the rain, out in Lukenbach, Texas, there ain't nobody feeling no pain.
Hi, I'm Crystal Gayle, and lots more coming up from Country Legends 24/7.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Our skies will eventually turn sunny. We'll have northwest winds, a bit breezy, with highs near the 50-degree mark. In the overnight, partly cloudy skies and upper 20s. Sunshine and breezy on Monday, with our afternoon highs in the upper 50s. It's 53 at our studios.
You like to hang around. When they look my way, they're always looking down. And I'm tired of you spending every dime I make to finance this way of life I've learned to hate. I'm going back to a better class of losers. This uptown living's really got me down. Don't pay their bills on home computers, and they buy their coffee beans already ground. You think it's disgraceful that they drink $3 wine? A better class of loser suits me fine. Well, you said the grass is greener can't see grass at all. And the concrete and the steel have changed the way you feel. And it takes more than caviar to pound a ball. I'm going back to a better class of loser. This uptown living really got me down. I need friends who don't pay. Graceful that they drink $3 wine, but a better glass of blue suits me fine. Yes, a better glass of loser just suits me fine.
Country Legends 24/7 with Tammy Wynette.
Saw an old rerun of Hee Haw when we got into town, and it was George Jones and myself and our daughter Georgette, and she was about that high. She was about 3 years old, and she's a registered nurse now, and it's unbelievable how the time has passed that quickly. And my hair was down to here, you know, I was wearing hair pieces and falls, and yeah, and it was real poofy up here, but then I saw an old movie with Jane Fonda, and gosh, her hair was much higher than mine. I said, I don't feel so bad, it's not just the country artists that did that, we were all doing that in the 60s. Every hair piece we could find, we stuck on our hair somewhere, our head. 105.5.
Is 4 years old and quite a little man. So we spell out the words we don't want him to understand. Like T-O-Y or maybe S-U-R-P-R-I-S-E. But the words we're hiding from him now tear the heart right out of me. Our D-I-V-O-R-C-E becomes final today. Me and little J-O-D will be going away. I love you both and this will be pure H-E-double L for me. His fifth birthday, and he thinks C-U-S-T-O-G-Y spells fun or play. I spell out all the hurting words and turn my head when I speak, 'cause I can't spell away this hurt that's dripping down my cheek. Our D-I-V-O-R-C-E becomes final today. Me and little J-O-D will be going away. I love you both and this will be pure H-E-double L for me.
Everybody, this is Travis Tritt. 105.5 FM.
You say you were wrong to ever leave me alone, and now you're sorry, you're lonesome and scared.
And you say you'd be happy if you could just come back home. Well, here's a quarter, call someone who cares. Call someone who'll listen and might give a damn. Maybe one of your sordid affairs. But don't you come around here handing me none of your lies. Here's a quarter, call someone who cares. Never turn back. So you're leaving, caught me unaware. But the fact is, you're wrong, girl. That can't be undone. So here's a quarter, call someone who cares. Call someone who listens. Yeah.
Welcome back. I'm Matt Hildreth. You're listening to the Forgotten Country Radio Show. I'm here with Drew Morgan. We're talking about country songs that take a look at the future. Drew, I think we've played Dolly Parton on every single one of our shows, so maybe we just call this the Dolly Parton Show, but the next song is another Dolly Parton song.
Yeah, that is one of my rules. It's in my contract, I think, that I will not do this show unless we play Dolly Parton every time. As a citizen of East Tennessee, her queendom, I have to make that a point. This is a great song. She's phenomenal. There's nothing we can say about her that we haven't said before. I think we just play it.
Absolutely. Here's We'll Get Ahead Someday by Dolly Parton and Porter Wagoner.
Early and work hard all day, listen to the troubles of my friends, but I don't realize till I get home what an awful shape we're in.
The car's wore out, the kids need shoes, got a bill from the doctor today. The landlord said you'll get out tomorrow if you don't get me some pay.
We'll get ahead someday.
Says there's a sale downtown, I gotta have some money today.
Well, there's things at home that ain't never been used, you bought last bargain day.
Well, you go out on Saturday night, you spend too much money on wine.
Well, I work hard all week long, and I gotta have a little fun sometime.
We'll get ahead someday. Sun comes up and we both cut down, we'll get ahead someday.
Matt Willie Nelson is obviously someone who, Country Music Hall of Fame, one of the first people, someone who maybe doesn't listen to a lot of country music, thinks of when you ask them about country music, has had such a great career. One of the things that he did throughout his career that I liked was he did songs that were from other genres, and he made them his own, and he made them country. And this next song, Blue Skies, I've probably heard 10 versions of this song, I feel like.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I'm off base, but it seems like I've heard every version of this song, every genre, every artist. I do love this one, and it's looking forward to a better day.
Yeah, and that's, you know, as we get to the end of today's show, I wanted to end with at least a couple songs that were really positive. You know, as we've discussed in the past, sometimes country music can really be skeptical of the future. And I think the Blue Sky song, which maybe, you know, because it didn't come specifically from country originally,